This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another win for Nick Sirianni.
They got to come out to that.
Oh, there's no question they're coming out to this in the Super Bowl. When the team runs out of the tunnel, led by Sirianni, it's got to be this.
You will respect him.
If they run out of the tunnel in New Orleans to this, I'm all in. Like, when am I going to do that? I'm going to denounce Sirianni then?
Respect the man.
Well, he did a good job last night. His team is 8-2, six straight wins. A big reason, of course. We'll get back to your phone calls in a second here. 215-592-9494. A big reason why Nick Sirianni's team is 8-2 is because of a certain running back. His name is Saquon Barkley. Last night, you know, the first three quarters, Hugh, he did not have a big run, right? It was more like 3 yards in a cloud of dust for three quarters. And that happens sometimes. You kind of keep going. And eventually with Saquon Barkley, he's going to break one. He didn't break one. He broke two. He had the big catch early in the game for like 30-something yards.
Yeah.
But the two runs late in the game, the two touchdowns where he broke it, he ended the night with 26 carries for 146 yards, two touchdowns, and of course he added in two catches for 52 yards. It's been an incredible run for Saquon. He has the most rushing yards through the first 10 games of any Eagle ever. We're watching a special season, and that's, of course, all thanks to the Giants deciding, and their GM saying, maybe we don't need this guy anymore. Here is the crowd last night. Listen to this. Saquon, he's on the stage with the Amazon crew, right? And they're interviewing after the game. Listen to the crowd and what they're chanting as Saquon Barkley is celebrated last night.
It feels amazing. Last year, it was, you know, tough year for me mentally. Did a really good job of...
They love the Cowboys.
I'm gonna stop you for a second. I'm gonna let the crowd take this one. You guys listen at home. They are saying,
thank you, Giants.
Hugh, that was loud.
I mean, cold-blooded.
Shouldn't they be saying that? It's amazing that the team that had him didn't want him. Let's listen back to some of that last spring as the Giants made the decision to just let Saquon Barkley walk away.
What's the latest? Just on the Saquon thing.
I just got a text that Chicago's driving the price up and Philly's out. I don't know if that's true or not. Which I don't know. I'll make a couple of calls. I don't even know if that's gonna happen, but.
I'm going to have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia. I'll tell you that, as I've told you, just being up. I've been around enough players. But he's the most popular player we have by far.
The best part I've always found since we played this, whenever it came out in August, is the smiling and laughing by Joe Shane. Like he has it all under control. Meanwhile, Saquon Barkley has come here and he moved himself to being an MVP candidate, certainly an Offensive Player of the Year candidate. And I don't know where the Eagles would be without him right now. I mean, he has been as good as you thought he could be. He's been better than that.
Yeah, and to be fair to the Giants, which I rarely do, but let's be honest. He would have not been the guy that he is here up there with y'all because y'all just a dumpster fire.
Well, they would have stunk with him anyway, the way they have the last 5 years. Yeah.
So take comfort in knowing that we got the best version of him. I mean, because you couldn't have pulled it out of him. It's almost like – bad analogy time. It's like when you know you have a girl that dates a guy and she doesn't reach her full potential until she gets with somebody else.
That's this?
And then you say, yeah, that's basically what this is. Mm. She's reached her full potential. She got her some Louis Vuittons. She's been going to the gym on a regular. And now you're looking at it and you'd be like, damn, I used to date her. Just take comfort in knowing that y'all used to date. And, you know, you always have that memory.
I'm imagining John Mara saying these things
now. It's a memory. She's doing so much better without you.
So I got to throw you were right at a certain group of fans right now.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the some of the takes were that this is going to be the Eagles version of Christian McCaffrey? And that was the best case scenario, but that's rare, right? That a running back changes teams and he's even better as he gets older. Well, how about this? Through 10 games, Saquon Barkley, 134.7 yards per game. Last year, Christian McCaffrey, 126.4 yards per game. Saquon has been, so far this year, even better than McCaffrey was last year. And the one thing he doesn't have is touchdowns, as many as McCaffrey had more.
Yeah, because Jalen be stealing those.
Yeah, the tush push. Mm. And I think I saw that Barkley has been stopped on the 1 yard line like 8 or 9 times. So he, if not for a moment here or there, or just a spot here or there, he might have that many touchdowns. He's been remarkable. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, good afternoon, Hugh.
Good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon, Bruce. What's up?
Lock in, buddy.
I'm fired up, man.
I could tell. I could tell.
Oh my God, that game was just that game was just awesome. I'm just so glad that they put these guys down. And I got one of my rivals. You know, we made a bet that we would have to sport each other's team's logo on our profile. So he's a DC fan with Fly Eagles Fly because he lost the bet.
That's a good day.
7 days, 1 week. Yep, got him. He'll never make that bet again.
Oh, that's a good one, Bruce. And Bruce, the best part is how the defense keeps playing here, isn't it? The defense at Saquon Barkley. I mean, they've got a formula now, and it's working.
No, it's insane. It's kind of like what I said. They're starting to remind me. Now, the defense isn't like exactly like the 2000 Baltimore team, but their team, the philosophy, the way they play, that's what it's looking like. I'm just super excited. There's no doubt. I tell you, I was looking at some of the news this morning, and they flashed a report on our secondary and Keon Mitchell and all of his matchups. And his stats are just simply insane. He is a bona fide shutdown corner. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable stats. I'm just so excited. Now, I think moving forward, I mean, they can beat every team. They can beat every team to include Baltimore. I mean, going down the stretch. Now, my only concern is just the first. I'm not sure if it was a fatigue thing or some other things involved, but. Man, some of that play calling, I think in the first half, and just play execution, maybe it was just attributed to the guys being tired. I'm not sure, but they got probably the one thing that they have to improve on going forward is just scoring in the red zone, scoring touchdowns in the red zone, and you know, putting teams together earlier versus later.
Yeah, that was the problem early in the game. Yeah, they had opportunities and they didn't do it. The passing game was obviously choppy early, but man, when you have a defense like this, Bruce, you can win a lot of football games. Their defense has become, you know, one of the five best in the whole league.
Absolutely. And you finally off the plant based on the defense, man. I heard you, man. I got in just in time.
I mean, I got to give him the props, man. I sound kind of crazy on here talking about that in the way that
finally
play,
off that plant based stuff, you.
I ain't got no problem sounding crazy, but it's just like, it's too much.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, but I see what you were saying. I mean, I actually agree with you early on, but I think that now that they're taking shit, I think it's official. I mean, if you look at the stats, this is our first test against a really good quarterback. I mean, they smothered them, made them feel uncomfortable. Nolan Smith getting a sack. I mean, at a critical time in the game, he's coming around. That drop step move, I don't know what he did. Man, and that, I think the guy outweighed him like 40 or 50 pounds, and he just went around him and got that sack. I was just so happy to see that.
That was a great move. I mean, he took a short angle, and then you're right, he just kind of ducked under him. Bruce, good phone call. Yeah, it feels like they're all coming together, this defense. Like, there's no area of the defense where I say I'm a little worried about that. Like, they've really found some I'm amazed at the job Fangio's been able to do in such a short time here.
Yeah, and that's the exciting thing about it, Joe, is that this defense, at the beginning of the year, we were hoping for a middling defense. We were hoping for just a middle-of-the-pack defense. They've become the catalyst. Those mutual funds that we got in the offseason, they're paying huge dividends right now.
Now we got breaking down stocks again with Hugh Douglas.
No, I'm just saying a mutual fund,
financial Douglas.
Yeah, because we put all our money in our blue chip stocks.
Yep,
and they're performing okay. They could be performing a lot better, but the mutual funds, boy, you're looking at that, and you're thinking about taking a little bit of that money out the mutual funds.
Be careful, Hugh.
Well. Yeah, you got to keep it in. Keep that money in.
So Bond's the is Bond like the most important mutual fund they got going
well,
on?
Well, like
now?
When you have a mutual fund, you know how mutual funds work.
Sure.
It's like a collective of a bunch of different stocks, and they kind of perform in unison.
So Bond and the Exciting Whites and all that. Nolan
so we got the Exciting Whites. We got the Cooper DeGene. Well, he's a part of the Exciting Whites.
He's an Exciting White.
We got the rapper CJ GJ.
Yep.
On the back.
They have
a lot
of characters on this team.
We got Darius Big Play Slay over there. We got Bryce Huff, who shows up every nine again.
I don't know if we include him.
Yeah. All the guys. Mm. And Jalen Carter. Mm. Jalen Carter is right now.
He's probably
a blue chip.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Among the penny stocks, the mutual funds.
I don't know if we should include the Huff stock. I think we should just.
No, he's a part. He got a big Reggie White.
I'm selling that
last year. No,
we're
he's a part.
That stock,
see,
yeah.
you,
no,
when you have a mutual fund, he's a part of the mutual fund. You can't. Yeah, he's a part. He's
do you
in the collection.
We're not going to call you on the Huff thing because you gave up the defense luxury thing. For
no,
now.
You're not. Mm. I mean, I was hoping.
How many snaps last night for Bryce Huff? 14? 14 big snaps? Did anyone see him make a play last night?
Mm. He made a tackle.
I didn't notice he was on the field.
I didn't really either. That's okay.
Let me make sure I look at my stats and make sure. Yeah, he made a tackle. He had a tackle. Solo tackle.
Oh, that feels like one of those where he jumps on the pile as everyone else is.
I'm trying to help you out, buddy.
No, solo tackle means you got there first.
I don't. Well, I got to talk to the bookkeeper on that one. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up, Will, man? What's up?
Happy Eagles Friday. That's what we do. We're going to win, baby. Listen, you know, one of the biggest things that I like in the game, right? I like that when we went to halftime, we made the adjustments. That's something that we haven't been able to do in a while. I mean, like the adjustments, they looked at what they was up against, and this is what I think that happened in the first two quarters. I think they kind of like did the homework as far as you know, knowing that the Commodores is a fourth quarter team. So I think they saved a little bit of that oomph for you know later in the game to make sure we could put them away. And that play that Jalen got hurt, man, I know what you're talking about, you. Because when they tried to pull him up, he was a little wobbly. But also, that same play, he overlooked Goddard that was wide open to AJ. I looked right at that. I said, oh, my goodness. But like one of the callers said also, man, Jalen was...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The timing, he got to get his timing down a little better. You know, some of the times, especially in that red zone, man, I don't understand why they don't have a bread and butter, especially with Goddard, man. He's too big. He's too big of a body, man. They got to use him and you know, to their best advantage right now. And one more thing, this is the last one. I love to see that owner, the Sixers owner.
Oh, Josh Harris sitting there squirming. With his dumb hat on. It was great.
I was so happy to see that, man. And that made my day. You know, us winning in his face, man.
Oh, it was great, Will. Will, good phone call. Yeah, it was funny watching Josh Harris up there. Josh Harris always looks awkward. He's awkward when he speaks. He's awkward. Whatever he does, he's
probably don't like being around people. Probably socially awkward.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone here likes him around anyway. So it's better for all of us.
How dare he show up to that game?
Well, he was smart enough to be behind glass and not where anyone could get to him.
If I was the camera operator or like whoever did the big board, I put him up there every 10 seconds and let him hear it from his own fans. Like, or not his fans, but his own.
Oh, you mean the in-stadium camera, like on the screen?
Oh, yeah. I put him up on that big board all the time so that he can hear it from the Philadelphians.
Well, especially when he's got a basketball team that can't get out of its own way. Mm. I mean, you double whammy.
Honestly, like the nerve of him to show his face. at that game.
Yeah, he needs to be out of sight, out of mind.
Get lost.
Like, I get he's going to be at Sixers games. He owns the team, and people will just deal with that. But like to be there and sit next to Bob Myers and whoever that other person was, it was, yeah, get out.
Well, it's a slap in the face.
Oh, he doesn't care. I mean, they
of course
were. I don't know if you heard it on the broadcast. They were like raving about all his teams and how they're doing. Like, I don't care. I don't care how his New Jersey Devils are doing. I don't care about the Commanders, how they're doing. Get him off the screen. Rob Adelko, what's up, Rob?
Joe, you. Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, Rob. No.
Listen, real quick before I get to my 2 points, I can't blame the Giants. I'm with you. Like, what the hell do you want them to do? Re-sign Saquon and blow for the next 5 years? I mean, they had to let him go. You know what I mean? So
I'm not surprised they did. But the funny thing is, Mike, listening, the arrogance of their GM, like the way he spoke, like, yeah, wherever he goes, like, he stinks. And his
team
stinks.
He was convinced he was cooked.
I think you're right, Hugh.
You're right from that point of view. That is true. Now here's my 2 quick points.
Mm-hmm.
One, I'm going to kind of make a bold statement, and two, I'm going to tell you a major concern I have, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the big picture. Do we have the makings? I know it's early because he hit a wall last year, but we're all talking about the monster in Jalen Carter, right? I mean, he just wrecked that game. He wreaked havoc last night, right? We all agree on that.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have the making, Hugh, of a young Aaron Donald, Warren Sapp? I'm not saying he's those guys, but he has those characteristics.
I mean, we made those comparisons last year in the preseason,
mm-hmm.
and you know, he didn't live up to them. So I don't think it's far-fetched to say that he could be like that, because that's what he was compared to last year. People were mad when I compared him. I was like, he looks like he could be the next coming of Jerome Brown. They're like, oh, slow your roll. I mean, hey, if he plays like that on a consistent basis, the sky's the limit for the guy.
That's what I'm thinking. He's got those cool characteristics where he can just physically out-muscle you. He can just physically dominate, impose his will on you, and hell, it was great to see. You know what I mean? It was just great, great to see.
Now, the best part, Rob, is he's doing it on a more consistent basis now, right? Like, it used to be a flash play here or there. Now, like last night, he just wrecked their offense. I mean, every time they try to run a play, he's in the backfield.
Yeah, maybe they can win him in the Josh Harris's booth, and he can knock himself in him.
I'd like to watch that. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Sell my Sixers to me, you know what I mean? But here's my major concern, boys, because I'm always looking at the big picture, okay? The big, big picture.
Mm-hmm.
If we're playing the Detroit Lions, and we're going to be playing the Ravens soon, when we play the Ravens, and if we face the Ravens again, and you know what game, we cannot have a half like that. We have way too much talent. By accident, we should score 10, 14 points in the first half. By accident. My concern is we go down like that, and I understand the Redskins' offense, and they're this and that, but the Redskins aren't the Lions. The Redskins aren't the Baltimore Ravens, and they're the teams that I'm gauging against you, that I'm afraid we get down like that, the game's over. We're not going to come back. We're going to dig ourselves such a hole. I just don't understand why. Maybe it's because he was dinged up, Joe. I don't know, and it could have been a lot to do with it, but we've seen this all year, the slow starts. And I'm talking about when we play the Lions and when we play the Ravens, because I want to win another championship. That Lombardi Trophy, you, it's lonely. It needs a symbol.
Yeah, it needs some company.
Yeah,
I got you.
It needs some company. So that's my pick. That's my big that's my major concern. When we play the elite of the elite, we cannot have a quarter, let alone have a half like that. We just cannot do it.
So, Rob, I think it's a very fair, you know, it's a very fair thing to say. And Rob, good phone call. I think anyone out there that's in their feelings over having some concern about Jalen Hurts, you got to wake up. I mean, like, the team looks like it's moving in a great direction, and they got to make sure. Again, I said earlier, they have 2 months to get the quarterback right. They're going to the playoffs, barring something crazy. They're going to be in the playoffs. They have 2 months to get this passing game right, because I think we saw it last night. We saw it in the Saints game. Hugh, the defense has played well.
Mm-hmm.
Really great.
Very well.
But if they have a day, let's just play it out, the Detroit Lions, right? If the Lions get up 14-0 in the first half because the Eagles' offense is behind, right? They're just not playing well.
Yeah, you don't feel confident.
And it's going to be hard to run the ball, right?
Yeah.
Like, because you're down, and it takes the whole element. It's like the Eagles can win a very specific way right now, and they're doing it. I think the concern people have, and why it's fair to have it, is what if that kind of game is not the game that's presented? I mean, could we just ask this defense to do this every week? That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot, but it feels like right now that if you asked them to do it, it wouldn't be tough for them to get it done. I mean, you don't want to put your defense in a position
every
like
week,
that
right.
Every week. So this offense has to play better. But, man, they've had some pretty special weeks the last couple weeks.
I'm just amazed that I never see receivers wide open. I mean, remember last year? It didn't feel like there was a receiver open by 10 yards the time.
Week three?
Oh, the Bucks game. Week four?
Week four? Yeah, they felt like it was receivers open all over the place. It was a 9-on-7, and it was an offensive period.
Now
that's
it feels
what it
like we have more players in the field than the other team.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah,
it
really it's does. Been incredible. Mike in Norristown is up. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
Hey, Mike, how you feeling today?
Hungover, man.
All right.
I was at the game last night. Tailgate.
Prepare to turn right in half a mile.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I didn't expect anything less. Go ahead, Mike.
But it was a great game, and we pulled it out. It was tough, though. It was scary. That first half, with Elliott missing, it wasn't looking good. Let me tell you something. Them Washington fans, they were in the building last night. They were talking a lot of smack. Up until 7 minutes in the fourth quarter, it was hilarious, right? This lady was sitting across from me, and she was quiet the whole time. And right when it was about when Barkley scored that second touchdown, she said, "Take your stank asses up the turnpike," and everybody started dying.
Well, I'm not surprised that everyone let the Commanders fans hear it. I didn't notice many were there many Commanders fans there last night, Mike? I didn't see many.
Yeah, where I was in the 100 level, there was about 15 of them.
15?
About 15 of them. They were going ham, and all of them were talking smack. One of them threw a beard at an Eagles fan. He got kicked out right before halftime.
Well, I'm sure they went home unhappy, which is all the
that's
whole
what
point.
Y'all, yeah, that's
what we're hoping for. Mike, you drive safe and feel better today. Mike had a long night. He's not the only one. I think a lot of people today woke up a little groggy. It was a late night. You groggy today, Hugh? I'm groggy.
Nah, because I went to sleep.
I'm a little tired.
Remember, what did Hugh say the percentage of
Commanders? 10%.
He said 50. 50-50. 50%.
It was absurd.
It was one of the most...
It was disrespectful.
It was crazy.
To be completely honest with you.
I mean,
what are you talking about?
When you said 50% of the crowd...
It was a lot of people there.
You suggested that Lincoln Financial Field would be 50% Washington Commanders
fans? When y'all ask me to make these percentages, I like to inflate the numbers. So I don't know why y'all keep asking.
Yeah, but there's inflation and then there's insanity.
And then be surprised when I'm way off.
No, that was offensive what you did.
I'm comfortable in this wheelhouse. It's what I do.
I think you should apologize.
You're a little too comfortable.
I should apologize.
Yes.
For what?
That was disrespectful to Eagles fans.
You doubted the Eagles fans.
No, I didn't doubt the Eagles fans.
Oh, you did.
I just thought that more Commander fans would show up.
What Commanders
50%,
fan?
Hugh, that's a takeover
fans there. There were
of one of the lamest fan bases in the NFL to one of the best fan bases and environments in the NFL.
I thought they would show up.
It was disrespectful. You should apologize.
No, I'm not apologizing.
Hugh?
I already apologized for acting funny.
I want you to apologize.
I already apologized for acting funny. I'm not apologizing for skewing the numbers. No, I'm not.
Eagles fans deserve an apology.
They need to apologize to me.
No, why?
No, they don't.
Making me feel uncomfortable.
For what?
No, you should feel uncomfortable. That was a disaster.
Yelling and screaming and acting uncivilized at the tailgate.
Hugh, it's a football game. You ever been around the sport? It's not civilized.
It was way past my bedtime.
What time was it way past your bedtime?
Oh, man, about what, 6 o'clock?
At p.m.?
Yeah, you need to take a nap by that time. This is past my bedtime.
I mean,
you need to apologize to me.
When you look up the dictionary
you need to apologize.
For what?
For saying Saquon Barkley wasn't that important.
Yeah.
Well,
we're headed towards a take funeral for you too, buddy. We're not letting you off the hook.
Since you want to start talking about people apologizing. Apologize for that take you had just yesterday.
No, I didn't say it yesterday. I didn't say it yesterday.
Well, for the purpose of my story, you did say it yesterday.
All right, we'll go with your story.
No, but I'm saying you need to apologize for saying he wasn't significantly important. Huh?
All right, hold on. At 1 o'clock, we will address it, all right?
I think both of you should apologize to me.
No one's apologizing here.
Apologize for what?
Yeah, come on, this is ridiculous.
Because last night was great for my agendas.
Coach Sirianni?
Oh, jeez. Because he's on a Sirianni thing.
Listen,
he took the points last night. They won the game.
No, hold on,
I love Coach Sirianni, but he still could be crazy.
I was right about them being a defensive football
team.
I was right about Saquon being the MVP of the football team. And I was right about Nick Sirianni. I hit the trifecta last night. It's not. No, they're 8-2.
Coaches on a week-to-week basis.
They were 10-1 last year.
Coaches on a week-to-week basis.
Okay, even at 8-2, they look so much better than they did at 10-1.
You know I didn't buy
10-1 last year. We have
eyes. Well, I know. And last year we should have had eyes and we ignored things. But this year,
I want apologies.
At 1 o'clock, we will begin the process of planning a couple of take funerals, okay? And one of my takes probably needs to be put on like Hugh just did there.
And none of mine.
No, we could take up some of yours. I mean, we're choosing not to right now for the purpose of the show. All right.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.